Kanye West's debut album, The College Dropout, was released in 2004, sold over 3 million copies, and won 3 Grammy Awards. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says this feat, along with his distinctive production work for performers like Jay-Z and John Legend, has made him the most significant new hip-hop act to emerge since Eminem. Unlike the up-from-the-street toughness of Eminem or 50 Cent, West projects an image of middle-class aspiration. He also voices strong opinions outside the recording studio. He went off script during an NBC fundraiser for the victims of Katrina to assert that, quote, George Bush does not care about black people, unquote. Ken has a review of Kanye West's new album. It's called Late Registration.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got pop, the doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour, I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jake's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend. I think I died in an accident, because this must be heaven.
I doubt there's any young performer more interesting, more exciting, and more frustrating than Kanye West. This 28-year-old, the son of an English professor and former Black Panther-turned-marriage counselor, Kanye West has appeared on the cover of Time magazine as the new face of hip-hop. As the track I just played, called Touch the Sky, suggests, West bursts with ambition and is aware that his skyrocket career is something he's both grateful for and worked hard to achieve. As far as image goes, his sartorial finesse, a fondness for pastel sweaters and polo shirts, signals an inner ease. He doesn't have to pose as street tough to talk tough, which he does. That is, whenever he's not being playful or poignant or making clever puns. Sometimes he does all of this at the same time, as on the album's breakout hit, Gold Digger.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie
the bomb. Kanye West made his initial impact for other artists by finding just the right old-school R&B track, sampling its best-known riff, and then decorating it with bright percussion and throaty backup vocals. He's done the same for himself on that song, using both Ray Charles and Ray Charles's foremost imitator, Jamie Foxx. It's a track that excoriates wanton women who exploit men, even as it expresses a certain admiration for anyone, including female gold diggers, who can hustle a good living through guile and hard work. That's what I meant when I said that West was both exciting and frustrating. He gets you bobbing your head to mixed messages that leave you wanting to sit down and debate him on.
That's that crack music, that real black music, black music. Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer. You hear that? What Gil Scott was hearing when our heroes and heroines got clipped on heroin crack. Raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that. It's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it. Nowadays they can't tell if that's that good. We ain't sure, man. Put your CD on your tongue, yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack.
For a guy with an ego so big, he badmouthed country singer Gretchen Wilson for winning this past year's Grammy Award for Best New Artist backstage during the show itself, telling the press, "I was the best new artist." Well, for a young man who can be so self-absorbed, Wes shows a very encouraging engagement with the world outside himself. And the track I just played, Crack Music, excoriates drug use and its enshrinement in so much hip-hop, while taking the government to task for letting drugs flood the ghetto and letting loose puns like, "We got Merrill Lynched." Kanye West understands a fundamental pop culture principle, that you can use your fame to rattle the very establishments that are as eager to exploit you as you are to exploit them.
I know it's past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't want to take procedures. You claim my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send a body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey, chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gonna be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke passed away, you telling me if my grandma's in the NBA right now she'd be okay? But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together, he's strong. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Is you smoking? You don't see that we hurt, but still
That song, called Roses, proves that Kanye West can play nicely with others. It was co-produced, as are a number of other tracks here, with John Bryan, a fixture on the L.A. pop rock scene, best known for elaborate string arrangements and his work with singer-songwriters like Amy Mann and Fiona Apple. The idea that West appreciates Bryan's eclecticism, that he recognizes the originality that can arise from crossing musical borders, is another reason to see and hear him for what he is. The most enjoyably confounding hit music maker around.
Kentucker reviewed Late Registration by Kanye West.